Paul Nolte joins us, as he does every Tuesday at this time. He's the Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Paul, good morning. Is the rebound going to continue? What do you think? So far, so good early.
24 hours worth, yes. It's very good. Probably not, and the reason for it is not a lot has changed from last week when we had the correction in a lot of the tech names. That revolved around the thought that, you know, again, maybe AI is getting a little bit ahead of itself. I mean, there's commentary coming out this morning that Microsoft is complaining about when they plug in all their data centers, nothing happens because there's no electricity, because there's not enough power to generation to run the various data centers. And that's, I think, more the sticking point than anything else.
The Fed's going to have very little information with which to justify a change in interest rates, aren't they?
It's going to depend on when information comes out. I mean, if we get the if what we're hearing in the news that the government will be reopened by the end of the week, it's possible that we start seeing data coming out maybe Friday and then next week.
So inflation numbers?
Inflation numbers, that's going to be tough because those are all survey data. So, you know, people call up and say, okay, you know, what are we experiencing with prices? If I haven't been out in the stores yet and I'm now tasked with going out and checking prices, you're not going to get the data back in September. It is now just today's data. So I'm not sure that you're going to get really good numbers probably for a month or so to get a real understanding of what the economy is doing. And I think because we've gone through so long now, I don't think we're going to get a fill of some of those data points that we missed over the last 45 days or so.
Why did all of you financial geniuses get so excited about this Challenger job layoff report? what is that?
Well, I mean, we're left with whatever else is out there in the way of data. And this is one along with ADP that gives us at least a little bit of a read through on what is going on in the labor market. The Challenger Gray and Christmas data is announced layoffs. There's a couple problems with it. One is the data only goes back to 2010. The second part is it's companies that are laying off people, but it's not necessarily just the United States. It's around the world. And when layoffs get announced, it doesn't mean that people get laid off immediately. Some cases, it's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And in some cases, they call them back. So, again, you have to take a look at it with a grain of salt. And the issue with a lot of those data points is their history is not very long, so it's hard to determine how those numbers react when the economy turns either up or down.
There's a report this morning that is stating that investors are really driving this economy, people who have stocks, but sentiment among folks who do not own stocks is at a very low level right now.
Welcome to what we're calling the K economy. So, you know, like the letter K, everything that's going up, those are the wealthier parts of the United States, and the parts that are going down are the less wealthy parts of the United States. And you see it in the sentiment numbers, you see it in some of the spending. So to that article's point, those that are spending are the wealthier in the United States that have the money, have the investments in the markets, and are doing well. The spending that is not happening is at the lower end of the market, where you're seeing companies like Chipotle, McDonald's, et cetera, that are reporting that, you know, the customers are shifting some of their spending to some of the lower priced items.
Yeah, well, more stocks are falling even as the averages rise right now, right?
Welcome to the market that's dominated by the big seven. You know, when you take a look at those names, they have roughly 30%, 35% of the market average. So as those stocks go, the averages go. But that doesn't necessarily mean everybody follows in lockstep. And we've started to see that over the last couple of weeks where most of the stocks in the S&P 500 are actually going down, but because the biggest stocks are weighted so heavily, and they are actually have been at least going up, the averages look like they're doing pretty well, but the average stock not so much.
Paul Nolte, Murphy & Silvest with financial information for the haves and the have-nots. Thank you, Paul. Talk to you next week.
We'll chat then.